Meanwhile, do Democratic voters want a period of calm and order post-Trump or a crusade that promises more disruption of the status quo? That's the basic question to be considered, at least as voters weigh their preferences between the two frontrunners, former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. More from Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal. Jerry, how do you see it?
The race looks more and more, at least at the moment, like a two-person race, Joe Biden versus Elizabeth Warren, and then, I don't know, 18 or so others in the Democratic field. So in that context, people tend to look at the Biden versus Warren choice as a moderate versus a progressive, and it is that. But it also struck me that it's something else as well. The basic message is, it's not just ideological, it's philosophical from these two candidates. Joe Biden is essentially saying, what we need after 4 years of Donald Trump is to return to normalcy, to go back to the way things were before he came and shook everything up and created controversy and consternation. And Elizabeth Warren essentially says, no, returning to normal, that's not good enough, because we need to shake things up too in big ways, going after the capitalist system. And she's essentially proposing more disruption, just the kind of disruption that progressive Democrats want.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting point you said, because she, although she doesn't like President Trump, obviously, saying he's not really the start of our problems right now. These problems were around before he took office.
Well, exactly. And so by her standards, returning to what the foreign policy types call status quo ante, which is what was prevailing before things got all shook up, isn't the answer. That's not good enough, because she is saying, as you suggest, things were sliding downhill, the system was corrupt, big money was running politics in both parties, big businesses were running roughshod over average Americans, and we need to change all of those things. And therefore, it's not just about getting rid of Donald Trump, it's about making systemic changes. I think the Biden proposition is much more along the lines of, you know, the system needed to be updated, it needs to be improved, we need to keep adding on to things we accomplished in my 8 years in the Obama administration as vice president, but we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I think it's a message that's designed to take advantage of what I suspect the Biden campaign thinks is just a kind of national fatigue with President Trump. People agree with some of what he does, disagree with some of what he does, but everybody's just kind of worn out by the constant stirring and consternation and controversy. And the Biden response to that is, I'm your antidote to that kind of thing.
We're speaking with Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Biden versus Warren, a difference of philosophy, not just policy. Explain how that approach impacts the policies that those two support.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand, I guess I would say. You know, Elizabeth Warren proposes some big shakeup. She wants to throw out Obamacare and introduce Medicare for all. She wants to not just raise taxes on wealthy people, but impose a brand new wealth tax. She wants to go much further in going after American businesses. And I think Joe Biden's answer is, in each case, more moderate. It's essentially, let's keep Obamacare and improve it. Let's raise taxes on the rich to pay for social programs, but not get carried away with it. You know, let's have gun control, but not get carried away by calling for what some others have asked for, which is a mandatory buyback of assault weapons. And so you have Joe Biden, by extension, essentially saying, my policies return us to a more normal world, the kind that prevailed when, you know, center-left Democrats were running the country. And she's basically saying, we need to move further left than that. That's my argument for a more disruptive presidency than Joe Biden would give you.
Is there any polling that indicates what voters want if these are the two approaches here?
Well, there's voters, and then there's the people who are going to vote in Democratic primaries, and that's really where this question gets interesting. I mean, we've asked people various ways which kind of approach they prefer, and the idea of picking a Democrat who wants bigger, bolder solutions, who wants to shake things up, is gaining, you know, more ground, I would guess, among Democratic primary voters. When we asked in September, 56% to 40% of Democratic primary voters said they'd prefer a candidate who proposes big and expensive expensive programs, even if they're going to be harder to enact. But if you ask other voters, people in the middle, independent voters, and those may be the people who decide the election, they say essentially the opposite. They prefer somebody whose programs are smaller and more digestible and don't cost as much. And so what's the important reading here? Is it hardcore Democratic primary voters or soft voters in the middle? One group votes in Democratic primaries and one group doesn't. So we'll just have to see. There's a long way to go, and I think attitudes on this are still malleable, but that's where it is right now.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Seib, Executive Washington Editor at The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.